Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Boehringer Ingelheim's Brian Hilberdink argues that obesity innovation must evolve beyond the scale. A pharma regulatory roundup covers two significant FDA approvals, and pharmaceutical executive speaks with Raj Indupuri, CEO of eClinical Solutions. On making the ROI case for smarter clinical trials in an era of exploding trial data complexity. Brian Hilberdink, president of U.S. Human Pharma at Boehringer Ingelheim, notes that the obesity field is approaching a critical inflection point where the dominant measure of therapeutic value, weight loss on a scale, is no longer sufficient to capture what patients and payers actually need. Hilberdink contends that as the GLP-1 category matures, and next-generation agents enter the market, the field must adopt a more comprehensive framework for success centered on visceral fat reduction, liver health outcomes, and preservation of lean muscle mass. Measures that more accurately reflect the metabolic risk reduction patients require and the durable clinical benefit that a new standard of care in obesity must demonstrate to justify its role in long-term disease management. FDA approved two significant targeted combination regimens this week. AstraZeneca's TruCap was approved in combination with abiraterone and prednisone as the first and only targeted treatment for adults with PTEN-deficient metastatic androgen pathway modulation, naive or sensitive prostate cancer. Previously referred to as metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer, as detected by a concurrently approved companion diagnostic from Ventana Medical Systems. The approval is based on Phase 3 CAPItello-281 data, in which the triplet regimen reduced the risk of radiographic disease progression or death by 19% and extended median radiographic progression-free survival from 25.7 to 33.2 months. Separately, the FDA approved both Keytruda and its subcutaneous formulation, Keytruda QLEX, each in combination with Welireg, for adjuvant treatment of adults with clear cell renal cell carcinoma at intermediate high or high risk of recurrence after nephrectomy. Finally, pharmaceutical executive speaks with Raj Indupuri, CEO and co-founder of eClinical Solutions, on why the clinical data technology market needs a fundamental reckoning with price transparency and measurable return on investment. With clinical trial data volumes now approaching 6 million data points per study, Indupuri argues that legacy data management infrastructure is visibly failing to keep pace, creating cycle time drag, manual rework, and compounding costs that erode the efficiency gains AI is supposed to deliver. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.